It's a Shambles Guru here. I'm in Sydney, the one in Australia, and it's the 24th of May 2010, and I'm with a group of just over 20 teachers, and so that you know they're here, I'm going to ask them to make a lot of noise. Can we hear some noise, please? Very docile group in Australia. Let me try. I'm going to ask them to make a bit of noise again. Brilliant. And this is the podcasting workshop, and we're just demonstrating how to use Audacity. And I'm fortunate enough with me to have a cookie. And I'm going to interview a cookie to find out a bit about their life and expectations. So, how are you doing?
I'm well.
And do you have a name?
Choc.
Choc? Mm. As in chocolate cookie?
Well, choc chip. But my friends call me Choc.
Choc. Okay. Choc. Tell me a little bit about your earliest memories of being a cookie.
Well, I guess the very first thing I can remember is me and the other ingredients just sort of sitting around together, talking about what we wanted to be when we grew up and saying, well, you know, where we want to be in 5 years' time. So, and from there, we just sort of got together and combined and mixed with each other. And before we knew it, we were the cookies. So,
who were the other ingredients? Do you remember the names?
Yeah. I'm still in touch with them all. There was butter. There was sugar. There was egg, but, you know, he was just on the out. But he mixed in. Who else? Then we had some help along the way. There was Siv, but you know we could see through him. Who else did we have to help us? Oh, we had spoons and whisks and a fairly large group, but you know we all helped each other and we got on with the task. And of course we had to have somebody to try and tie it all together, and that was Cook. And so once we sort of got mixed together and for a while there we had our focus on dough, but we sort of forgot about the dough and just kept moving forward. And then after that, we got close to becoming, you know, one big group. And then, as happens, we sort of split up into smaller cookies and then...
But can you tell me, how did you actually, you know, did you stay together as a group or did you change at all?
Well, yeah, we changed.
What was the thing that made you all really come together?
Well, I guess if I had to pinpoint one thing, I'd say it was the bowl.
Yep.
Once we got into the bowl, that's when it all started to happen, really. And
I did hear a rumour that you all got quite heated about something at one point.
Yeah, well, that was later on. Once we were combined and then, you know, we're feeling good about being a group, once we got separated and put on a tray, then certainly things got a bit hotter. But, that heat was really what made us what we are today.
Okay. And we're going to have to finish soon because we don't have that much time. What's in your future? Tell me about your future. Actually, I wanted to ask about your home and where you lived and how you stay fresh, but we're not going to have time for that. Maybe just tell me a bit about what do you see in your future?
Well, I'd like to make the big time. You know, I'd like to see myself probably in one of the larger, you know, grocery chains like Woolworths or Coles. I sort of would like to be, well, I guess a designer biscuit, really. I don't want to be just your basic budget biscuit. I've got aspirations. I want to get there and I want to be at the top. Not necessarily the top shelf, but the top.
A cookie with aspirations. You couldn't ask, in Sydney, Australia, you couldn't ask for more. Thank you very much. Choc, yeah. Thank you very much.